From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
Children at the early childhood level who are experiencing a range of learning disabilities can now receive specialized assistance through the Screening, Assessment, and Very Early Remedial SAVER project. Stay with us as we highlight Jamaicans who are sharing the love. The Ministry of Education, in collaboration with the Jamaica Teachers Association and the Women's Leadership Initiative, has partnered with Vouch to launch the Screening, Assessment, and Very Early Remedial SAVER project. The Voluntary Organization for the Upliftment of Children, Vouch, is a non-government organization that has been working over the years to meet the needs of children. Vouch seeks to promote good health, education, and well-being in children primarily aged 0 to 6 years.
The Vouch SAVER project will give support to children in the early childhood category, age range 2 years to 5 years, 11 months, who are experiencing a range of concerns, and the objective is to screen, evaluate, and remediate and refer students at the earliest possible stage so that they may be treated and take their place at whatever is their optimal level in the school system.
Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites. The SAVER project will be offered at the Vouch Basic School at One National Heroes Park. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the facility is crucial as assessing children at the earliest possible age will assist tremendously in lowering the money spent on remediation within the education sector annually.
Basic School SAVER project is the only one of its kind in Jamaica. It indicates a new recognition of the transformative effect of early diagnosis and treatment.
Already, 17 children have been identified for assistance.
This must become a place of hope for all parents and community members, family members, who perceive a challenge with their child. It must become the respite for teachers who have a child in an early childhood institution situation where there is an obvious need for more skill, more assessment, more acute therapy than they themselves are able to give.
Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites. Each year, winners of the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission's JCDC Parish and National Festival Queen competitions are asked to establish community and national projects geared towards education, children, and youth development. Reigning Miss St. Catherine Festival Queen Deneen Cruikshank decided on a reading and literacy project which will benefit students of the Children's First Achievement Center, CFAC, in Spanish Town. Children First is a non-governmental organization which caters to at-risk youth aged 10 to 16 years, as well as their families. Ms. Cruikshank says the idea for the program came while she worked as a volunteer with the Children's First Achievement Center.
While volunteering there, I saw that the students needed help. I realized that they had varying needs, so some persons weren't able to write properly. Majority of them have reading issues because they're not aware or they're not certain of letter blends. Some are not able to identify vowels or to spell words correctly.
As part of the project, teachers at the facility were trained at the Myco Care Center to administer the Myco Diagnostic Kit, which is used to assess each student's reading level in order to provide the appropriate materials and instructions.
I believe that some of the students there may have some disabilities. So we have special educators on board as well, and I liaise with some of my classmates who are also literacy specialists and teachers in language and literacy.
Reigning Miss St. Catherine Festival Queen, Deneen Cruikshank. Empowering our children is one of the best gifts we can give, not only to them, but to the nation that will eventually benefit from their contributions as adults. Join us again next week as we continue to highlight the work of Good Samaritans across Jamaica. I'm Casita Irving.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.